أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكتبنا عليهم فيها أن النفس بالنفس والعين بالعين والأنف بالأنف والأذن بالأذن والجروح قصاص. Since quite a few rukus, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is discussing the matter about the retaliation, punishment when a person does wrong. And that is the capital crimes that Allah Ta'ala is discussing. Like for committing adultery, then a person must be stoned to death if he's a married person. And for killing a person, then that person's life must be taken. So similarly, Allah Ta'ala, now the more details Allah Ta'ala explains of all the capital crimes and the capital punishments, and that these should be maintained. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا, اور لکھ دیا ہم نے ان پر اس کی کتاب میں. And we had written, we had made it for us, for them, that is the Bani Israel, the Jews, the followers of Musa al-Islam, in their kitab, in their Torah, that we have written these laws. What were these laws? أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ کہ جی کے بدلے جی. If somebody takes somebody's life, then his life must be taken in return. There are details that are given in this. The first option is that when somebody's life has been taken, then those who are his proper wuratha, who are his close family members who inherit from him, they can demand that his life must be taken also. Or secondly, they can say that we are prepared to accept blood money. And that is fixed also how much it is that they pay that. And the third, which the Quran Sharif encourages, that they forgive him. That is also an option. So that is what was written for the Bani Israel, and ulama have written what has come in their kitab and what has not been negated in our kitab, it applies to us also. So that is for the first, a life for a life. وَالْعَيْن بِالْعَيْن, or آنکھ کے بدلے آنکھ. And if somebody destroys somebody's eye, then his eye must be taken. An eye for an eye. So that is the one of the capital crimes and the capital punishment which Allah Ta'ala explains. وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ, or ناک کے بدلے ناک. And in return of a nose, if somebody had destroyed somebody's nose, then his nose. These are examples that are given, and this refers to everything else also. وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ, or kaan ke badle kaan. And in place of an ear, a ear. This وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ, or daant ke badle daant. And for in place of a tooth, if somebody broke somebody's tooth, then his tooth must be broken in retaliation also. With all the details which are explained in the fiqh kitabs. And there is a lot of detail, and that all should be followed. وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاص, or زَخْمُ کا بدلہ ان کے برابر. And any other wounds that are inflicted, any part of the body, any sores, etc., then there will be qisas in return for that. That is qisas, either the revenge is taken, blood money is taken, or whatever else applies at that time. So these laws were in the Torah, and Allah is mentioning them in the Quran, and it is for us also to observe them. These are called na'uzubillah by the enemies of Islam as barbaric, outdated, etc. And most unfortunately, many Muslims also, we also, were influenced by their culture, by their way of life, etc., their barbaric way of life, we also follow suit and we also say the same thing. Whereas we must follow strictly what the Quran Sharif has said. It is by Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, and who has prescribed for us the best way of life in this world. So that is what we should be adhering to. And presently, as individuals or even as collectively as we are, there is really nothing more that we can do. We don't have any power, we don't have any government, we don't, Islamic governments also, unfortunately, also follow the Western, which is based on the Roman law. They follow that law and not the law of the Creator, which is in their kitabs also, the Torah, the Injil, etc. Unfortunately, they also don't, and we are also following in their footsteps. So we should at least make dua, at least on a daily basis for Islamic, as long as the Islamic Khilafat was existing, then these laws were enacted and they were enforced. But unfortunately, when the Islamic Khilafat got destroyed, then all this also got destroyed. So we should make dua for Islamic Khilafat to be established and Islamic rule to come alive, for which we also will have to submit to that fully. May Allah Ta'ala give us this proper understanding and give us the tawfiq to make amal accordingly also. And these Mubarak days from tomorrow, we should remember from Fajr, will be the takbir that we have to read. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. From after Fajr for 3 days and 23 namazes for all together, that we should read that. For males it is audibly, and we should read it with fervor and feeling. For females it is silently, and females there is nobody to remind them. So they should also, whatever way they can remind themselves, that they read it also and not forget to read it. May Allah give us tawfiq.